So like totally coincidentally, these two important things happened. And right after the Higgs discovery, I was thinking about like, what am I going to do next with my career? You know, I was like pretty young and it was a pretty big deal. And I knew that machine learning and deep learning were taking off, and I had a sabbatical, and I thought to myself, I need to figure out how we can take advantage of deep learning, but not like throw away everything that we do as scientists, but somehow leverage it to do better science. And what does that look like? And how do you even formulate that question? And then I thought about that. As luck would have it, I was honored and, you know, to be invited to give a keynote a few years later at this big machine learning AI conference called NeurIPS, which was held in Barcelona that year. There were a lot of people. It was a big, big, big conference. So this was like the biggest AI machine learning conference in the world. And I was talking about, you know, how we could use this to improve science. And of course, I wasn't the only one thinking about it. And over the next few years, that's when you see this huge explosion in papers. And it's largely because deep learning allowed us to work with much more complicated data and with less kind of expert intervention than what was previously required. And so that's what really is like driving what's going on. Now, one of the things that I kind of have realized, you know, over those years is that while I was busy working on the Large Hadron Collider, you know, between when I first programmed my first neural network in 93 to the Higgs discovery, of course, other things were going on in the world. And one of the things that was happening is this term big data. So have you heard, is it familiar with that phrase, big data? So previously, if you thought about how, you know, who is helping scientists analyze data, what profession is that? You would probably think statistics. Like statisticians, that's largely what they would do. And in the timeline of statistics, if you zoom in here to 1997, it talks about this is the first time big data was used. And so this was kind of a pivot of how statisticians were focusing on things. Before, it was like pretty small amounts of data that they would deal with. And now there was something changing. And in this timeline, they also, interestingly, end the timeline with the discovery of the Higgs boson. So very convenient for my storytelling. Thank you. And also around that time is when the term data science first emerged. It was kind of around 2010 or so. So what was going on during this time? Well, one, this is when Leo Breman wrote this article that I was telling you about, The Two Cultures. And The Two Cultures, what he's actually talking about are kind of like how you model data and, for instance, how you help with science. And he's talking about the two cultures were statisticians and this new machine learning crowd. And so he goes on to talk about, and it's a kind of a criticism of the statistics community and how they had been doing business up until that point. And so he's talking about in this picture, these are figures from his paper, but he's talking about, you know, there's on the left box is like nature. And there's some kind of complicated relationship between some input and output that's like graphically shown in this figure down here. And that's supposed to be some complicated, you know, thing about nature. So that could either be relationships between, say, the,